are listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino.
That was the talented modern-day jazz force known as L.A.-based saxophonist, composer, arranger, and big band leader, Bob Mincer, starting off this hour of jazz together with the early 1970s song, Papa's Tomb. And that was right around the time that he started tearing things up in New York City. And this triple threat jazz cat is going to be the focus of our next hour of music together, and for very good reason. Bob was born in New Rochelle, New York, back in 1953. And during those early years, he was so close to Manhattan that he got the best early education in jazz that anyone could have ever dreamed up. During a recent interview with Neon Jazz, this is what he had to tell us about what he saw in those early years in live New York City gigs.
So when I was 14, I was already going into Manhattan to clubs to hear live jazz. So that was incredible. It was an incredible experience. I heard Miles Davis and Thelonious Monk and Sonny Rollins and Herbie Hancock and Sonny Stitt and Dexter Gordon and everybody.
Bob is a very versatile cat, equally active in performance, composing, arranging, and music education. These are all current key ingredients to why he is such a force in the jazz world these days. He is known for being part of the outfit known as the Yellow Jackets. He has his own quartet and leads his own big band. along with a whole host of projects, including various small bands, saxophone quartets, orchestral, and concert band music. Nothing is out of his realm at all. And over this next hour of jazz featuring Bob, you will be able to witness the greatness of his music. Welcome to Neon Jazz. This is your jazz radio host, Joe Domino, coming to you from the home of great jazz, plain and simple, right here in Kansas City, Missouri, itching to give you the best of our Bob Mincer catalog. Our next number on the show, Bob teams up with the great Gil Goldstein for the 1997 song Overlap off the EP called Longing.
Thank you.
Joe DeVino.
We'll be right back.
That was Bob with his big band back in 1998 with the tune El Cabo Rojano off his Latin for Manhattan CD. These days, Bob is on the faculty of the University of Southern California in L.A., teaching jazz composition, saxophone, directing the Thornton Jazz Orchestra, and conducting a jazz workshop class for incoming freshmen and sophomores. Bob is also active leading workshops all over the world, and this is what he had to tell me about what he likes to teach his students.
Try to inspire them. I'll give them some information to work on, but basically what I'm telling them is this is just the beginning. When you leave school, the hard work begins. It never ends. I mean, it's an ongoing process.
As a player, Bob has gigged and recorded with cats like Tito Puente, Buddy Rich, Thad Jones, Mel Lewis, Art Blakey, Bobby McFerrin, Nancy Wilson, and on and on. And this is what he said about playing and being on stage with musicians of that caliber.
I watched them very carefully, and I listened carefully to what was going on. They were, number one, they were showmen. They were fantastic, well-rounded musicians. They were prompt, they conducted their business very efficiently and professionally. And they really provided a sense of direction to the music and to the musicians.
Speaking of big shots, let's move next with Bob Mincer teaming up with Dado Moroni with the tune La Vita e Bella from Roberto Benigni's 2011 film. This is a great song.
else, and if you're around Kansas City, be sure to listen to Neon Jazz with Joe DeMino.
That was Bob with the song Home Basie off a 2001 collection called Homage to Count Basie. He won the Grammy Award for the Best Large Jazz Ensemble Recording for this very album. In the very beginning with Bob, the sax was not his instrument of choice. This is what he told Neon Jazz about how he made the journey to the saxophone ultimately.
I didn't actually choose the saxophone at the beginning. I first played guitar, piano, and then clarinet, and honestly, I wanted to play every instrument. I just loved music, you know, I really enjoyed the challenge of conquering a new instrument.
Prior to his very storied career that started in New York City back in the 70s, it was in 1970 that he attended the Hart College of Music in Hartford, Connecticut, on a classical clarinet scholarship, and his teacher was Jackie McLean. It was McLean that pushed Mincer to consider moving down to New York City and jump into that jazz scene. And he did, and oh, did he do it well. And now he's on the other coast in L.A. Here's Bob with his quartet back in 2006 with the song Straight Ahead off his EP In the Moment.
Doc Stewart, jazz alto saxophone, and you're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino, where you'll hear some of the best jazz in town. Thank you.
That was Bob with his big band and the 2008 song Beyond the Limit off his Swing Out EP. Bob has written over 200 big band arrangements during his lifetime, and his big band music is played all over the world, influencing a huge crop of big band writers. And he picked up those skills from spending time, quality time, with cats like Tito Puente, Buddy Rich, and Thad Jones. His versatility has also led him to do studio work with stars like James Taylor, Steve Winwood, Queen, Donald Fagen, and many others. With that versatility in mind, here's Bob with session drummer Peter Erskine off a 2010 album called Standards 2 Movie Music. Here they are with Tara's theme from Gone with the Wind.
This is New York City jazz trombonist Nick Finzer. You're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe DiMino.
That was Bob with the 2010 tune Bebop Special off the Canyon Cove CD. Over the years, Bob has recorded about 30 solo projects, and he's been awarded with 4 Grammy nominations. And after all of the acclaim, this is what makes him the happiest about what fans say his music does for them.
It's just nice in general if your music reaches people and affects them in some sort of positive or even provocative way. If you're touching people with your music and they're reacting to it, that's a gift. That's an incredible gift.
Coming close to ending this hour of jazz, here's Bob teamed up again with Dado Moroni and The Cube with the 2012 song Giant Feet. Again, that was the cool trio of Bob with the Cube and Dado Moroni with the song Giant Feet. And that's what Bob's career has been. Active in his home base of L.A., these days he still teaches at UC Southern Cal, travels about 4 months out of the year, and when he's at home, he writes and practices constantly. And at the end of the day, he is a jazz force that brings so much good music on a constant basis to the jazz forefront and continues to educate the future. So what else is left for Bob to do? This is what he told me.
Well, I want to keep doing what I'm doing. I want to help people. I want to, you know, show people things. I want to be supportive of people. I want to be the best person I can be.
And with that, we are going to leave on a tune from his latest album called Old School New Lessons with his big band. Here's the song Mo Fongo. And with that, thanks to Bob for spending some time with Neon Jazz and to you for tuning into a show featuring one of America's finest inventions, jazz. And thanks to my good friend, show engineer, and a legend of the KC studio world, the Neon Beats, Mr. John Christopher.
Hey, yo!
Like what you heard? Well, we can't hear you. So let us know. Drop us a line. We'd love to know what you think. NeonJazzKC@gmail.com. We would dig it the most. Until next time... enjoy the music, my friends.
Neon Jazz.